'Twas months before Christmas at the Pink Panther's place. The kids were all over with a smile on their face. We're talking Pink Panther and Sons, Insanity Clause. Hit it. It was 1984. Sade released Diamond Life, Prince Harry was born, and the Pink Panther's kids got Santa arrested. I'm your host, Jerry D, with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movies, specials, music, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. Now, joining me are two Totally Rad Christmas all-stars and ratty winners. My first guest you'll know from the Lost Christmas podcast, it's Jeff Lofton. Jeff, how's it going?
It is going great. I'm in the middle of a site migration, which everybody loves, and it's 110 heat index. So, you know, yeah. Let's do this. Let's talk Christmas. I need something to cool me
Christmas
off.
That's Christmas in July here.
That's
in
right. Loving it.
Even in August.
That's right.
It's good to see you, man. It's been too long. Mm-hmm. My next guest is the Alamo City Santa. It's Jeremy Phelps. Jeremy, what's happening?
I'm so happy to be back. I don't think we're hitting 110 here in San Antonio. I think we had 108, feels like, today, but, you know, it's close enough. But, you know, last time I was on here, I didn't have AC. This time I do, so I'm loving life.
Yeah, life is good. You're like the millionaire, yep. Right? Rags to riches right there. I mean, that's just...
That's right. You didn't want to live the European life, I guess. You were over that really quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. It is funny. You know, I've seen lots of videos because of World Cup, you know, all the... Mm-hmm. The Europeans that came over and they're like, oh, wow, this heat is brutal. You know, they were always talking and bragging about their heat and we'd never last. But then they came over here and they realize it's different.
It just hits different. Yeah. My wife lived in Spain for a year and it got real hot. And they actually had central AC, but they never used it because energy is so expensive there. But
yeah, that sounds.
But yeah, so she definitely gets it.
Yeah, for sure.
Glad you're cool, Jeremy. Glad you're cool.
Me too. Thank you.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
I've always been cool. Hey.
That's right.
Well,
Fonzie Santa. I love
sit on it.
That's a different decade, though.
I'd watch that for sure.
Me too. I would watch a Fonzie Santa.
Well, we're here to talk Pink Panther. Before we do that, just like Carol Kane did to Bill Murray in Scrooge, I want you to hit me with the toaster. So I'm going to ask you a few questions that I want you to hit me with the first answer you can think of. Okay, you don't have to think too hard about it. So let's say that the Pink Panther is Scrooge. Recast the Ghosts of Christmas with the Aardvark from The Ant and the Aardvark, Mr. Jaw from Mr. Jaw, and Dogfather from The Dogfather.
I have no idea who any of those guys are.
I would say Mr. Jaw would be Christmas Present.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say maybe the Dogfather would be Christmas Past because he's kind of feisty, and the Christmas Past tends to be a little feistier. Yeah, and then the other would be Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come.
The Aardvark.
Yeah, the Aardvark, which I think fits. Could wear a cloak and like a hood and all that. I mean, it would.
Oh, yeah, you just see a snout sticking out.
Exactly, yeah. Actually, I think that fits really well cartoon-wise. So,
it's a little Star Wars-y, you know.
How about we put Inspector Clouseau from the old cartoon as Marley?
Yes.
Okay, I'm into that for sure.
I got to add something to this conversation because I had no idea who those other characters were.
I'm into it. I'd watch that for sure. This is like, get it done, guys. All right, that's good. Would the Rainbow Panthers fit better in Home Alone or in Gremlins?
Home Alone. There's some trouble causers, defenders. I think they'd be good in Home Alone, you know, helping Kevin.
All right.
I could see that. I'll take the opposite side just to be contrarian. I'll say Gremlins, especially if we're taking Pink Panther and Sons, because what is it, Pinky and Panky?
Pinky and Panky, yeah.
Yeah, I think they would definitely do everything to get those Gremlins going nuts.
Yeah, but Rocco would have his gloves on, he wouldn't be any help because he'd be hiding.
That's fair.
That's right. Yep. All right. And finally, which other animated cat would you like to see interact with the Pink Panther and his sons?
I should say Garfield, but I'm going to say Heathcliff.
Man, you took mine.
Heathcliff would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a little more feisty.
Snarf would be good. Yeah.
I'll say Snarf.
I was thinking Battle Cat, actually.
Yeah. Battle Cat.
What do you mean you guys don't wear armor? I don't know.
I like it. I like
something
it.
What about Lion-O?
Yeah. Lion-O counts. One. Yeah.
Kid Lion-O. There we go. Kid Lion-O. Like.
Yeah. He'd be a member of the Rainbow Panthers for sure.
That's
yeah.
right. For
sure. That'd be Panthro. Yeah, because they're all Panthers.
I guess Panthro would be the natural choice. That's right.
Because they had other cats in their universe, like the lions, bad guys. I watched a little bit of that today. So
nice.
Just to get familiar with the rest of the universe.
Yeah, I did some deep diving.
They did. Yeah, Howl. Yeah, the Howlers or whatever they're called. Howl's Angels. But anyway, that's just a way for our listeners to get to know you guys a little bit better. So thank you for that. Now, tonight we're here to talk Pink Panther, and particularly Pink Panther and Sons. What do you guys remember about the Pink Panther? Did you know about Pink Panther and Sons? Like, what's your history or experience with it? Why don't we start with you, Jeff?
I had no idea this existed, but I grew up, I loved Pink Panther growing up, both the live action Pink Panther and then the cartoon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because my dad watched it in the 60s and
right.
I feel like it came on all the time, like it was, because the episodes are so short, like I feel right. like it was on constantly, like as filler, and I always loved it. I don't know. I like the simplistic cartoons. So I did some deep diving and watched like 2 hours of this show today.
Gosh, wow.
God bless you, sir.
Well, it was while I was doing other stuff, so I wasn't actually paying attention to it. But yeah, Pink Panther. I love Pink Panther. I think it's great. This show, you know, that's a separate discussion.
That's a whole other, yeah, for sure. What about you, Jeremy?
I don't remember watching the movies when I was a kid, but I do remember the original cartoon, the Pink Panther show that ran during my, you know, early childhood from like, you know, it was on the air from 69 to 80.
Right.
So I have memories of watching it, but I watched some old episodes and had no memories of what I saw. So I don't know. And Pink Panther and Sons, I never heard of till you mentioned it the other day. And we could just call them the Pink Panther Sons because the Pink Panther wasn't really on his show.
You know, the 80s was like a popular time for like kid characters.
Yeah.
You know, cameo at the beginning the little Archies, end of the episode.
You know, a pup named Scooby Doo, the little Archies, the Flintstone kids. Like, I mean, it was like, let's Popeye and Son or whatever it was called. You know, I mean, there was like just like,
that's
hey, these were your characters. Now you guys have kids. They have kids too. Hey, take that, you know. So I do feel like that was all over there. I'm actually closer to Jeff's. I remember seeing the cartoon all the time. I think maybe it was Nickelodeon. It was either Nickelodeon or Cartoon Express, but one of them had it on all the time. And you're right.
All the time.
Because they were like such short segments, they used it as just like, we can't fill this half hour. Quick,
that's right.
Put this on, you know, just stuff it in there. So I do remember seeing, the Ant and the Aardvark was one I remember. Mm-hmm. And then they would use other Hanna-Barbera cartoons and things as well.
Yeah.
They'd find Banana Man was one that they'd put in there.
Banana Man.
Right. I'm checking to see if there's a Christmas episode of that. I got to see, but that'd be fun to cover. But so like, I remember the cartoon, loved the cartoon. I didn't know anything about the show. This was like one that I stumbled upon a couple of years ago and was just waiting for someone to release, you know, on YouTube or streaming or something. Mm-hmm. And it is on MGM Plus, which I don't have, but you can find it on YouTube. Thank God.
Yeah, there's a 4-hour block of it on YouTube.
Yeah.
For the entire, I think it's the entire run is on there, one block.
Sounds about right. Cause it was only 13 episodes. Each episode had two segments. So 26 short segments. I just like you, Jeremy, I don't remember watching the movies as a kid, but like, 10 years ago or so, my wife and I went on just like a Pink Panther tear
binge,
where we started from the first movie and we just watched them all. And, you know, even Alan Alda. So,
what about Steve Martin?
That one we didn't. We kind of,
I saw that and that was bad.
It was not great.
we did draw the line at some point, but you know, the cartoon was like awesome. And I remember when I saw the movie, you know, the Pink Panther as a kid, I was like so excited to see it because it was called the Pink Panther. I'd watched the cartoon and then I saw it and I was like, where's Where's the cartoon? Yeah, like, yeah. Why are
that
there
sounds
people?
Vaguely familiar? Yeah,
right. Why are there people in this cartoon? So,
I think he also used to do insulation commercials.
I think he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was Pink Insulation.
Yeah, they would use.
I have a memory of that from like the '70s.
Maybe the '80s. I'm sure.
Well, it's like, easy to license just a voiceless thing. That's just like an animated character. It's not. I mean, there's no voice attached to it, so right. You don't have to pay rights.
You're not paying, right? Exactly.
That's true.
Fantastic. You just pay for the character and you're done. That's so right. A lot cheaper. So yeah, character created in 1963 for the film, which spun off into its own cartoon in 69 by DePatie Freleng. Hanna-Barbera did this version because DePatie Freleng was bought out by Marvel at that point. This ran from September 8th, 1984 through December 1st of that same year on ABC. And then ended up being run on NBC, I believe, after that in reruns. So it's one of those that they just pick it up and then they'd show it for like a few years and then they just stop. And that's kind of how it goes with some of these shows, you know.
And I missed it, but I was 13 when it came out. So it doesn't surprise me that I missed it.
Right, right. I was four. I missed it too. So mm-hmm. I was watching other things. I was watching Transformers, honestly. Like I wasn't.
I believe that. Yeah.
I like Pink Panther, but I wasn't. I mean, come on, Transformers. That's what it was.
It's not in the same category.
He-Man, yeah. You know, it was still on that time. So I was definitely into that. So yeah, 13 episodes, two segments each. This particular one, depending on where you look, either aired October 27th or December 22nd. So chances are it could have been rerun as well. So yeah,
that makes sense.
Some sites say one and IMDb says the other. I don't know which one's correct. So we're going to be talking, this episode is called Insanity Clause. And before we dive in, I just want to talk the characters real quick. So the Rainbow Panthers are the protagonists of this one. So they're panthers that are just different colors, and it just begs the question, so if we have the Pink Panther, is there another universe out there where like the Green Panther is like the main character of the movies, or the Blue Panther or Orange Panther, you know? Just it makes me wonder.
Yeah, the multi feline verse I guess is a thing. Maybe it shouldn't be though.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Like the Thanos glove there is like a ball of yarn or something. Just get all the colors into one big giant ball of yarn and snap.
But they can't ever snap the fingers. They're too busy trying to apply it.
It's just got lasers coming out of it, like just all over the walls.
They each get so mad because like it's like, no, it's mine. So they try to take it over and start shoving each other out of the way.
I'm here.
So yeah, the Pink Panther apparently has two sons, Pinky and Panky. Not a lot of thought put into those. Pinky is the older son, played by Billy Bowles, who was the voice of Q-Bert from Saturday Supercade. He also did a lot of ADR on different movies and cartoons, but the ones that stood out to me were Hocus Pocus, the movie, and Predator 2. Wow. I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting.
That's a mix.
Yeah, right.
Want some
right.
candy? No.
Like, that's a yeah. big disparity there. Mm-hmm. Panky is his younger brother, who's a toddler still in diapers that I guess is
diapers never, that don't stay on, they keep falling off,
right? It's never pinned or correctly, like there's no Huggies or Pampers like with the straps.
It's because of the tail. They're right, using like
oh,
human diapers.
Yeah. Oh
yeah, they're just not using, they didn't cut the hole out to put his tail. Yeah,
it's because I don't think anthropomorphic panthers need to wear diapers. I think they just give them a giant litter box in a room or something.
I mean, it feels right, you know.
Yeah,
but
I mean, who am I to judge, right, in the anthropomorphic pantherverse?
I mean there is a point in this cartoon in the beginning where they're all lined up to use the restroom and they have like their toothbrushes like ready to go, and so what is there a toilet in there, or is it just a giant litter box? I don't know.
It's kind of like the Brady Bunch. You never saw a toilet in their bathroom, so you're not going to see the litter box in this one.
That's right.
I guess so, for sure. Panky was played by BJ Ward, who I knew as Scarlet from G.I. Joe or Princess Allura from Voltron.
You'll never win if you give in.
You know, that's like another common trope, right? You get a woman to play like a little kid's, the child's voice.
Rugrats.
Yeah. Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
Yep. So
it's easier to maintain that character for a long time too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
No voice breaking or anything. Chata was the Purple Panther, played by Sherry Lynn, who was a Portia from the Get Along Gang. I don't know if you remember the Get Along Gang.
$5! If I had that bike, I'd practice every day.
Cherry's Jubilee, Galaxy, and Gingerbread from My Little Pony. And she was Debbie in Christmas in Tattertown, which we covered back in season two. So Chadda is the one that I believe Pinky kind of has a thing for. So Chadda and Pinky kind of go together. Murphal is the Green Panther who doesn't speak, played by Shane McCobb, who has no other acting credit. So there you go. Maybe that's why he doesn't speak so much. No offense.
He stutters a lot. Stutters and messes up words a lot.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why he's called Murphal.
I think so.
Yeah. Rocco's the yellow one that you talked about, played by Frank Welker. Of course, famous Fred, Scooby-Doo, Megatron, and Transformers, Slimer, and the Real Ghostbusters.
I don't know, but maybe we can help him solve this mystery.
Everything that Don Messick didn't do is Frank Welker.
That's right.
It's one of those two for sure, you know.
Yeah, for cartoons, he's on like the... I mean, he's like in the pantheon, right?
For sure.
Especially for animal characters.
Frank Welker, Dawes Butler, probably. And then I might put Peter Cullen up there myself. But
Yeah, the Mount Rushmore. We should do a Mount Rushmore.
We should do
that
at some point.
I like Jim Cummings.
That'd be a fun episode, just Mount Rushmore of cartoon voices.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Jim Cummings.
Jim Cummings is another, he's another really good one. He might be up there.
I agree.
I met Bill Farmer a couple years ago. The guy played Goofy. He was really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
He was at a Comic-Con, but I didn't actually go to his table. I just kind of, he was walking towards his table. I happened to walk in the same way. So I just talked to him for a minute, you know, no picture or anything, but just a cool interaction. So,
yeah, right on. Well, rounding it out, we got Annie, who's the Orange Panther, played by Jeannie Elias. She was Huckleberry Pie and Strawberry Shortcake, which I never really watched. Masquerade and Sweet Stuff in My Little Pony, and the one that I did know her from, she was Princess Toadstool, or Princess Peach, from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
I just hope we can reach Toad before something terrible happens to him.
Which we did cover back in like season two or three with Koopa Claws is coming to town.
Is that the one with Lou Albano?
That is the one with Lou Albano, yep. And then finally, Punkin was the blue one, also played by BJ Ward. So that is our cast, the Rainbow Panthers. I don't know who played Santa.
I don't think he was credited.
It doesn't. No, he wasn't credited. If I had to guess, it's probably Frank Welker just because, but it didn't sound like Frank Welker to me. So I need to go back and listen. We'll see. But that's our cast. I say let's dive into this thing. This is like super quick, honestly. It's a little short, 11-minute segment. I mean, we can talk about this in like no time.
2 minutes of that was intro and outro, let's be real.
That's right. Exactly. I know if we wanted, we could probably stretch this to an hour and a half, but I don't think we need to here. So we'll dive right in. So
we'll just see where it takes us.
The episode takes place in the middle of July. So this is a Christmas in July episode. I was a little late scheduling this one just because I've been traveling a lot for work and having to attend a lot of conferences. So
I wasn't clear on that in the beginning either. I was just wondering why all these kids are having a sleepover on Christmas Eve. I'm like, what's going on here? It wasn't until they met Santa that I realized that he was coming in the summer.
It's in the voiceover. So they say
it
was months before Christmas. And
I missed that part.
That's how you know it's in the middle of summer. And then later on, Santa mentions like, I know, what are you're wondering why I'm here. Well, that's why. Yeah.
And you see the calendar at the end of the episode, it said July. So
said July. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm a little late, but that's okay. I can backdate it. It's fine. So.
It was months before Christmas at the Pink Panther's place. The kids were all over with a smile on each face. They had come for a slumber party where they had laughed and were fed. But now they were tired and getting ready for bed.
Pinky and Panky and the Rainbow Panthers, they're having a sleepover at the Pink Panther's house, right? It's like a pajama party or something.
Yeah.
I think they call it a pajama party.
Which my first thought was, this is a co-ed pajama party? Like, they're all sleeping over. I don't remember having like co-ed parties or pajama parties, like sleepovers when I was younger. Did y'all?
Nope.
No, we had lock-ins at like church and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, they all looked like, I mean, I think they were all just like Ken dolls, if you get what I'm saying. I'm wondering if there's like some sort of osmosis situation that happens, or like splitting off of, like, you like lose a limb and it becomes a child or something in this universe.
Well, Pinky and they're Pinky all neuters? Do look very similar to Pink Panther.
They do,
so
right?
I believe it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why the colors kind of get consolidated. You get like an arm from one and an arm from another, and suddenly, you know, it's a red and a white and becomes a pink.
I love this theory. This is like the most bonkers one we've ever talked about, I think.
It's going to get weird. Don't you worry. This is normal for now.
I'm here for it.
Red and white makes pink. So what were the base? That makes me wonder, what were the base colors then that started forming all these other colors?
Well, you have your primaries, right?
Yellow, blue, and green. Yellow, blue, and red.
And red. Yeah, and then green maybe came along as like an alien, kind of like when you do TVs, right? It went to RGB.
Oh, there was always some sort of alien character. So
yeah. So you start with the base, and then just the commingling.
I'm into it. I like this. Or are they all like from different, like different ethnical backgrounds?
Diversity.
So maybe there's like the Spanish set of, I don't know what
of
I'm
genes
about.
Or traits or whatever. Genes, yeah.
You know, yeah, they're maybe they're like the green ones. I don't know. And then just interesting, but there's a lot.
They are on some kind of Earth, right? And there are humans there.
There are humans, right? So
I don't know about the original. I don't know if you call the original cartoons humans, but on the new version, they're definitely human.
I mean, Clouseau was.
Yeah. But sometimes there were just characters that were just giant heads with feet and arms.
Yeah,
they're just MODOKs. Running around.
Yeah, because sometimes in the past, I've done deep dives before I do a podcast with you, but I didn't have time for that this time. So I only watched a few episodes here and there.
Well, this is also a quick schedule. I was like, you know what? I got to get something out, and I want to talk about this one because this one's odd. But they're having this sleepover. Yes, they're all lined up to brush their teeth as they're doing this voiceover narration.
I like that narration. It was a nice little Christmas touch.
It was. I mean, if you're going to do a narration to a Christmas episode, it's got to mimic Twas the Night Before Christmas, right? Or A Visit from St. Nicholas, whatever you prefer to call it. The Pink Panther himself is actually trying to get some sleep while the kids are just making noise. And they keep like going into his room to thank him for having the Christmas, or not Christmas, but the sleepover at their house. Mm-hmm. And eventually he gets so fed up that he just moves the dresser in front of the door. Which reminded me of a Tom Selleck movie. I don't know if you guys have seen from like 1988, 89 called Her Alibi.
Mm-mm.
So Tom Selleck it's not a good movie. It's not. But I love this movie because they showed it all the time on HBO. So I grew up with it. But if you were to watch it now, you'd be like, this is trash, Jerry. What are you talking about? So Tom Selleck is a writer, like a detective writer. And he's like dried up, can't think of anything. So he goes to like court to watch all the different cases, and he sees this like beautiful Romanian girl on trial for murder. So he decides he's going to give her an alibi. As he's writing, he gets inspired and he starts writing his book, and eventually shenanigans ensue. So,
of course.
Yeah. So, but it reminded me of that when he's like moving the, the drawer in front of it, and she catches him and she says, he makes up some excuse like he's exercising. And I thought, well, okay, that's fine.
Sure.
Thank you for letting us have a pajama party at your house, Mr. Panther. We greatly appreciate your unremitting hospitality, Mr. Panther.
Sweet dreams, Mr. Panther.
Night, night, Daddy.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. I think the Pink Panther not getting sleep was a common theme. Because I watched like an episode from the first season of the old show and the last season. And both of them, he was having trouble sleeping. And then he's not able to, until he actually did fall asleep, and then he was out like a light for the rest of the episode. His kids left the house, came back with cops, and he never woke up once.
Well, but that's like, that's the 80s, man.
Yeah.
It was just be back when the porch light's on. So. Yeah.
That's right. Or call from someone's house and tell us you're eating dinner there. Right?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Hey, I'm over at John's. He's, they're making pizza or whatever. Can I stay over? Yeah.
His mom made Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, dude. I love that. It's like my all-time favorite snack.
That's right.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, man. So good. So good. So we get more of the narration. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of arcade games danced in their heads. Yep. So
that resonates.
I appreciated that. Yeah, for sure. Yep, little Flynn's action going on.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of arcade games danced in their heads. When all of a sudden there arose such a clatter that Panky arose to see what was the matter.
Eventually, the kids settle down for the night, but their sleep is interrupted by strange noises coming from elsewhere in the house. And I like the narration here. When all of a sudden there arose such a clatter that Panky arose to see what was the matter.
Yeah.
So Panky's the toddler. You know, I mean, we all have kids. Like, we remember when they were toddlers, like, if they weren't going to go to sleep, sometimes it took a long time to get them down. You could have the best bedtime routine, but sometimes there was those nights where it's just like you're pulling teeth the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. Sadly.
So Panky goes to investigate. Out of all of them, Panky goes to investigate. And I love how we get this man. I mean, it's Santa. It's got to be Santa, right? He's dressed like Santa. He's got a sack full of toys. He comes down, falls down it. And he says, "Darn large chimneys, I still haven't gotten used to them."
Darn modern chimneys, I still haven't gotten used to them.
So,
did he say large or modern?
Oh, did he? Maybe he said modern. I don't know.
I thought he said modern, but I could be wrong.
He might have said modern. I was having trouble hearing, but, you know, I'm also a little hard of hearing, so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. But Panky immediately recognizes this guy as Santa. Like, it's got to be Santa. He's, you know, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, I mean, it's a duck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So to him, it's Santa.
Santa Claus!
Oh, hey, what are you trying to do sneaking up on a guy like that?
Wow! Santa Claus! Santa Claus?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What's Santa doing out here in the middle of summer? Can you keep a secret? Well, I'm trying to get an early start on things. When I started out, it was just a few villages. But now, oh boy, it's a nightmare if I don't start early. You know, beat the Christmas rush.
And he's like, "Whoa, you weren't supposed to see me. But I guess you're wondering why I'm here." I love the excuse he gives him. Right. What does he say? Something like, "I'm trying to get ahead."
Even Santa's got to get ahead of this Christmas rush or whatever.
Yep. It used to be a lot easier back in the day. You know, a lot more kids want toys now.
That's right. Did he say something like there was only like a few villages and now it's like...
Yeah, that's what he said.
Man, I'm telling you.
So, good luck, Santa.
That's right. So obviously this Santa doesn't have the magic from Santa Claus the movie, you know, where night travels with him endlessly until his task is complete.
I mean...
Yeah, so he's getting a head start. He's coming in July to drop off some presents. But the other kids hear a noise, and they immediately suspect burglars.
Yep. Going to panic mode.
That's what we do when we're kids, right?
Yeah. Well, I think this aligns with Jeremy's idea that this is more of a home alone situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're looking for a fight. They're like, yeah, let's do this.
Because they didn't have the lions to deal with, so they have to, you know.
That's right.
Santa.
That's right. There really wasn't an antagonist.
No.
The
police, maybe.
Well, maybe. I mean, in a way, the older kids were kind of the antagonist.
I was about to say, they were more antagonistic than anybody else.
So Santa's getting an early start. Well, the kids think he's a burglar, so Panky decides to hide Santa. So he rushes him to the bathroom. Starts pouring bubble bath and like
lots of
bath
bubbles.
And lots of bubbles in there, and then just has Santa get in the bathtub.
Oh no, I can't let anyone know that I'm here. Quick, you got to hide me. Bubble bath? Oh, I hope this works.
Listen, you guys, over there.
Jeremy, your suit is super, I'm sure, super expensive. It's a nice suit. Would you ever just get into like a bubble bath like that?
But, you know, no. No. My wife would kill me.
Right. I can imagine. Yeah,
if there's threat of rain, I start panicking. I'm like,
That's right.
But that bubble bath reminded me of like when the Brady Bunch had the laundry go nuts, all the foam right. everywhere. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, it's for like sure.
Yeah, my son, he loves to put bubbles in the bath. Now, actually, washing his body is a separate issue, but like he will have bubbles up over his head if you let him. So that was I was like, this was my son. This is what he would do to hide somebody. Is he would like, hey, I know how to hide you like very easily.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like as soon as I feel like as soon as the bubbles go in, like trying to get them actually bathed is like, it goes out the window. They're just going to play at that point. Yeah, for sure. Nah. But he'll be here all week, folks.
Try the veal.
tip your waiter.
So I like how they go investigate and they're like, Panky, what are you doing in here? There's like a burglar around. Mm-hmm. Which they just automatically assume it's a burglar. They haven't seen anybody yet. And I love the excuse he gives. He's like, you know, I'm dirty. Like, yeah. I'm going to take a bath. It's like, get upstairs. And he just tries to get him upstairs. Like, go away, kid. You bother me.
Yeah. I want a layout of this house too. I want like what's the architecture of this house actually look like?
Right. Where did they come from?
Right.
But so Santa, he gets out. And they're still searching. So I love this. Panky goes to hide him in the closet, right? Mm-hmm. And while he's in the closet, I guess his suit is wet. So he takes it off. I mean, he's just
all
of a sudden wearing like a different suit. And it's weird because it's like a suit almost, right? There's like a vest and
confusing.
Waistcoat and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering where that came from.
But also
maybe
it was tight.
Pink Panthers?
So yeah, it almost looks like, well, maybe it was a Pink Panthers because it looked tight on him.
Yeah.
So I thought, is it like Long Johns? But it didn't look like Long Johns.
No, it was too
like
classy to be Long Johns. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It had, I mean, it had like the full like cardigan vest and like, it looked like, I mean, like.
Because, you know.
It was first, fully like, dressed.
Yeah. Did he just take off his clothes? Those were his undergarments. But, you know. If I had to pull off my suit, I'd be wearing, you know, a white undershirt and some basketball shorts.
Right? I mean,
and it's July.
And it's,
like, let's not forget, it's hot.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why he got in the bathtub. Maybe it's not like his actual official suit, like his Christmas suit. Maybe it's like one of those cheap 80s mall Santa suits.
Or it's a utility suit, you know, because the suit I wear mostly is, you know, my custom, you know, show suits. And, you know, maybe it's like, you know, when I go out for a pet event and I wear my quote unquote cheap suit.
Yeah.
He was going to a house full of cats, so that could be a pet event.
That's right. That's true. We don't know like the whole shedding thing. They could be, I mean, it could be pretty bad there. And he's like, I'm not like risking my suit.
Not my good stuff, right? For this.
That's my attitude for pet events.
But then I did start wondering, so if he's just going there to like get a head start, is he going there to get a head start for like the whole town or just like the animals? You know, like I'm just going to get the animals out of the way and then just focus on the humans later on.
Mm. I think it was just a B&E.
Well, so do Pinky and the Rainbow Panthers.
And according to IMDb, they said that it was a mistake. They didn't. Nobody thought he was Santa. Like, I thought he was Santa from the beginning.
I thought he was Santa from the beginning too.
Same, yeah.
But
that's my first thought.
But then again, you know, we're on a Christmas podcast. So maybe that's expected to think that way.
That's true. Well, they think it's a B&E also, and I do love how when Panky's like pulling him to get into the closet, they're like passing by some toys, and he's just like bemoaning the state of like their toys just being left all over the floor. Yeah. Right? He's just.
Leave your toys lying around like that. Somebody could get.
What was that?
Oh, it's the burglar!
Come on, you guys!
He's like, why are you guys leaving your toys all over the place? I get it. I buy kids toys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't want to see it on the floor.
No.
Yep.
And step on it and step over it. Oh, Legos in the middle of the night.
Didn't Santa slip on a like a skateboard or something?
He did.
It was a skateboard or a roller skate.
It's a skateboard, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he skates into like, I don't know, like the office, I guess. Mm-hmm. Pink Panther's office. Yep.
Again, I want the layout of this house. What is everything's a straight line from everything else.
That's right.
It's like the Bears
Treehouse, right?
That's right. It's a 2D platform game. I go in and somehow I'm upstairs, never going up any stairs.
That's right.
Did y'all ever play the Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle game?
Yes, I love
okay,
that.
Okay, so it reminds me of that. It's like everything's just rows.
So good. Such a good game. Hard, but good.
Very hard.
Yep. But they're like, this is a burglar. So they call the cops, right? The older Rainbow Panthers call the cops. They discover Santa because, like, Panky, he's just not playing it cool at all. You know, he's like, there's nobody in here. And immediately they're like, well, why would you say that?
Yeah.
So they open it, and then we see Santa almost like hanging on like a coat rack or something. You know, he's like hanging like as if it was a meat hook.
Well, so the panther can eat the human later.
Got to dry age it, right?
Yep.
It's gotta have a controlled environment. You know, I mean,
that's right.
We've all seen Rocky. They can, you know, get in
Panta
the cooler.
Jerky. And, I mean, you know.
That's why Rocco was there.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, got to tenderize it.
Yep.
That's right. Oh, man. So he again says he's just trying to beat the Christmas rush. Panky brings out his suit. Look, it is the real Santa, but they don't believe him. So eventually the police arrive. They take him away, and we get that same old trope of like Santa being arrested and taken to jail.
Okay, bud, cut your rib handed.
But he's Santa Claus.
Santa?
That's right, officer. I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, really? Well, nice to meet you, Santa. I'm the Easter Bunny, and this is my partner, Mother Goose.
Which, I feel like, how many times has that happened? Like, that really is a thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I realized it was a thing when I was younger.
Yeah, it's a...
I remember it happening more after this, so like, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell. They both go into jail.
Well, even Santa 85 would have been after this.
I think maybe the Pink Panther started it all.
This is the origin story of...
Yep, Santa goes to jail.
Of Santa in jail. That's cool. All right, I like that.
Miracle on 34th Street. That's old.
Oh,
I started way
right.
back.
Well, but is it really mind. Jail or is that like the mental institution?
He's arrested.
I guess they probably. Yeah, I guess
he probably had to go to the jail first before they decided to.
That's probably true.
So. Good call, Jeff.
Yeah.
Good
call. Ernest Saves Christmas. Santa gets arrested too, I think.
I haven't seen that.
I don't remember. It's been
come
a while.
On, Jeremy. Ernest Saves Christmas. You've never seen it.
I'm not a fan of Ernest.
We need to do like a.
A watch along.
We'll do a watch along.
Watch along.
I'm in for it.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll do a watch along with anything.
We'll get everybody involved for that one. I think that's got to be like a big one. But I do like when they're taking him away, and he's like, "I tell you, I'm Santa Claus," and the cop, who's of course stereotypical like Irish policeman, is like, "I'm the Easter Bunny, and this is Mother Goose." You know.
Yep.
And so I started getting vibes of like the Guardians of Childhood there, but so. Santa winds up in jail, of course. The other Panthers are like, yeah, we did it. We caught this guy. But as they're like looking through the toys, because they think, well, he was taking our toys, they find like things that they actually wanted with their names on it. And so...
Yep.
Hey, you guys, over here. These toys all have our names on them.
Here's one for Rocco.
Here's the unabridged chapters of Armstrong's ethnology theorems with my name on it. Just what I needed.
There's only one person who could have known that we wanted all these things.
Bernie! Do you know what that means? Yeah, we just sent Santa to jail.
Oh, brother, we've got to go and save him. Let's go.
I love it. So one of them gets like a metric toolkit. One of them, of course, gets boxing gloves. One of them, I love this, gets an unabridged chapters of Armstrong's ethnology theorems.
Which also had a visit from St. Nick inside of it.
It did, totally did.
Because she did read that from the book later.
Look what this book says. And she starts reading it. I don't know what an ethnology theorem is, but I kind of want this book if it's got like, you know, a visit from St. Nicholas in it also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take that.
Yeah, for sure. So they realize, okay, well, it's got our names on it and it's our stuff I want. I guess we made a mistake. Let's go try to free Santa.
Sure.
They go down to the station and they try to convince the cops that, like, this is the real Santa. And I love how they're like, well, no, he's not. Until they start saying,
Santa's listening to me. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, exactly. He tries to prove that it's him by ho, ho, hoing. He says, look at these cheeks. They're just like cherries, or they're just like roses, and this nose is like a cherry. And
yep. Mm-hmm.
These kids wanted to see you, Chief. They're from the Panther household.
There's been a horrible mistake. This is no burglar. He's Santa Claus, the real thing.
Yeah, he told us.
Tell him, Santa.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Ho, ho, ho. Now, Dasher. Now, Dancer. Doesn't that tell you anything? And look at these cheeks. Just like roses. And this nose, just like a cherry.
What if he really is Santa? What will all the kids think about him being in jail? And what will all the papers say about the man who threw him in jail?
He's like, really? I mean, he's laying it on. He's trying to prove it. But nothing works until one of the Panthers says, like, just imagine what the papers are going to say if it really is Santa and you've arrested him. Like, what do you think they're going to say about the man who actually put him in jail?
Yeah.
And then he starts to, and this,
I
is,
think
like,
this is going back to Miracle on 34th Street.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, when the judge who was up for re-election talking to his campaign manager.
That's right. I'm not going to be the guy.
That was Fred Burt. That was Fred Burt who talked him out of it. Wasn't
Fred Burt. Right. Exactly. So they say, okay, look, one of the things in this poem is he can put a finger aside his nose and he can fly up the chimney. So let's see if that's true.
It says in this book, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose.
Well, perhaps if he could prove that he is indeed Santa, we could drop the charges.
You would?
If this guy can fly up a chimney, you bet.
Of course, there's no chimneys in jail, so they take him all the way back to the Panther's house. And sure enough, he does, and he does. He puts his finger up there, and he flies up. Yep. And I love the cop's reaction. He was just like, well, what do you know? Yep. He was Santa.
And all this while, the Pink Panther's still in bed.
That's right.
He's a terrible father, guardian, babysitter.
I mean, we don't know. He could be working like night shifts, right? And so he's just trying to sleep whatever he can, like a double. Maybe he's working a double the night before.
So we're projecting our human standards onto this cat, right? Who knows? They could be like reptiles where the young are immediately free to do on their own. I mean, you know, like
that's true.
Like a baby snake hatches and it just slithers off. Turtles, same thing. They go swimming. I mean, maybe that's what they do with these cats that just like peel off of them.
And also he's an adult and adults sleep all the time, right? Adult cats. They're always sleeping. So
like 20 hours a day.
This could just be normal for him. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he doesn't have that.
You're right. I got to look at it with the right eyes. I'm looking at it with human eyes. That's not right.
Yeah. Yeah. The Rainbow Panthers, man. Maybe they're doing a bunch of smack. Keep staying up all day.
You know what? I bet Freddy Krueger, like they watched A Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, it came out 84.
Can't go to sleep.
They got super scared. And now they're just drinking caffeine, taking caffeine pills.
That's right.
You know, doing speed, whatever it takes to stay awake. So
a lot of Jolt Cola.
Jolt for sure.
I used to love that stuff. And it wasn't
back.
Good.
So it's back now, by the way, as an energy drink.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean,
find it in your local
makes
HUB.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't drink energy drinks, so.
It's probably smart. It's
I got diagnosed with heart conditions, I'm like, yeah, I'll stop the energy drinks.
I think that's
before that, I was drinking Bang.
Right. All the stuff.
That's
yep.
Thanks for believing, Panky.
Quit stalling. Get on with it.
All right.
What do you know?
Hey, he really was Santa. Wow.
Pinky was right all along.
Phew, that was a close one.
Well, Santa apparently drinks Red Bull because he flies up the chimney. And as he hops
in
his sleigh, Right, exactly. As he hops in his sleigh and he gives the typical call at the end, well, an abbreviated form of it.
Anyway. He only called out two of the reindeer and he only had like four of them.
It reminds me of a Starlight Vocal Band. They have a 12 Days of Christmas version, but it's called the 2 Days of Christmas, and they literally do two of the days and then stop.
I love it. Love it. I'm here for that version.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to become my like annual version of that song.
So it's like that. He just calls out two and then he stops. But, you know, this was just a side quest, right? This wasn't like the main, this wasn't the main adventure. So it's like when he dropped Karen off at her house, and there were only four reindeer as well.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anyway, the Pink Panther kind of wakes up and he's like, well, what's going on? You know, and that's how it ends. I mean, it literally just kind of ends like that's it. I got to say, not a whole lot of meat on these bones here.
Nope.
But it would have been fun. I did like the farce, you know, of Panky trying to hide him and all that. I would have liked a little bit more of that, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they could have stretched this out into like a full half hour special.
I agree. Yeah,
that was a little bit like E.T. when Elliot, the kids were hiding E.T. from mom.
Santa, phone home. Yeah, this one was wild. I got to say, the whole Rainbow Panthers thing I'm still tripping me up. I'm not sure. It's cool. I'm sure as a kid I would have eaten it up, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, I got to ask, if you guys could be in this episode, who would you be?
Well, I'm always going to go with my obvious answer. That's Santa Claus.
Yeah, I can't be Santa, I don't want to be asleep the whole time, so I won't be Pink Panther. I'll go with Rocco, because he's the one with the gloves, right?
The gloves?
Yeah, he's the Rocky ripoff.
Exactly.
Trying to be tough, but also is like the scaredy cat. I'll stay here and watch guard Murphy.
That's right.
And, like, I'll guard
behind. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't mind being the Pink Panther.
Mm-hmm. You know, just rest.
Like, y'all do your thing. I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. Just, you know, I didn't get my 6 weeks off that I normally do because I changed jobs. So, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it for sure. This one was strange. What would you guys say is your happiest like memory, or, well, I guess not memory, but your happiest moment of the special?
Yeah, the bathtub. I don't remember the exact phrasing, but the bubble bath, and somehow that bathroom like became like a TARDIS, and it was just massively huge inside. It just kept expanding every time somebody came in. It just got bigger and bigger. So yeah, I would say if we're getting into the multiverse, that actually makes sense that their bathroom is the TARDIS. So
yeah, totally. I mean, can you imagine if like Santa had gotten in there and in all the time that it took them talking, he like drowned, you know, like
it's dark.
Or if Santa was a gremlin and he, when he gets wet, it's like
he multiplies like gremlin. Well, maybe that's how the Panthers do it. We don't know.
Oh man.
That's how Santa can be in so many places throughout the night, because he's multiplying by water.
That's right.
We're back to the gremlins again. Yeah, I love it.
Or like the Panthers, you know, like someone spilled red Kool-Aid on him, and so then the red one came out. And
That's right. I love it.
You know, Sprite was lemon lime, so then the green one came out. I don't know. Something, but, you know, yeah, I like that. I do like that. What about you, Jeremy?
Well, I hate to be the cliche, but just hearing, you know, Jeff's theories on this makes this episode so much better than it has any right to be.
It's true.
That's my happiest moment of this episode, just hearing Jeff talk about all this crazy stuff, because I love being on shows with Jeff.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's like, let's see where we can take this time.
That's right. Yeah, man. I'm all about it. Let's get weird.
Yeah.
Christmas weird in a family appropriate environment.
Appropriate. Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, man. Although, every time I see these anthropomorphic animals mixed with humans, it always trips me out. You know, like, I don't mind seeing anthropomorphic animals with themselves, and it can be different species or whatever. But anytime there's like a human involved as well, it's like, well,
it's weird.
That is weird.
I grew up on furries. Muppets and Sesame Street, so I'm okay with it. So
Well, that's good point.
Yeah,
good point.
You know, Muppets and Sesame Street. That's true. That's, but if they're furries, you know, like Scooby Doo, because Scooby's obviously a—I mean, he's very obviously a furry, right? Like we're in agreement there.
I mean, it could be.
I mean, that's his fursona. Let's be real.
It's like, possible.
Yeah. I never thought about it until just now, but it makes perfect sense.
It does. It makes way more sense than anything else you'll find.
And Scrappy's a little person. Then?
And somewhere just a the cousin or community something. Is just drooling, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have you guys, so somewhat related to this, have you guys read Santa's Twin or Santa's Evil Twin by Dean Koontz?
I never have. No.
Okay. Like, so anyway, like, so it's from the mid 90s. So it's a little past that. But anyway, so like an evil twin kidnaps Santa and takes over for him, and people don't find out for a while. So I think maybe that's what happened here. It's like a doppelganger. And so he's off schedule, kind of like, you know, Santa Claus 2.
Yeah.
He's going and doing his own thing.
So everybody's ripping this movie off is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This was the impetus that spawned all the 90s and 2000s Christmas movies.
All of it, even Home Alone.
That's right.
Yeah. They were fighting home. They're fighting invaders.
It does remind me, there's that video game from 1994 that was never released here. It was only like overseas. Although I played the heck out of it on emulator. It was at Holidays? Before Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, the Genesis version is really good. I guess it's Mega Drive because it's Mega Drive, like European.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. That's a fun game.
I love
it's a
that
fun
game.
Platformer.
But
yeah.
It's the same thing. Like Santa, there's a part, Jeremy, where you're Santa, you play as Santa and you have to you fight all these guys, whatever. But there's a part where you like, if you can't jump over this coffee, it's like a mug of coffee or cocoa or something. Then
it's gotta be cocoa.
Santa becomes like an evil version of himself. Yeah. And there's like devil horns and he's like,
it's pseudo Krampus. Yeah. It's cool.
And you get
super powerful and stuff. And
Yeah. He starts, instead of shooting like Christmas magic, then he just like whacks people with his toy sack. I mean, it's.
So he's kind of like David Harbour.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So this could be, I mean, I don't know, because he does, I mean, he is still kind of cheery, you know, but maybe not. Maybe it really is doppelganger. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I got to say, I think my favorite part was probably, I mean, I got to say, yeah, it's got to be talking now. Yeah. I love the Pink Panther, but this really wasn't the Pink Panther I was used to. So yeah.
It's a great excuse for us to hang out.
It is. Exactly. That's really all it was.
We need more of these excuses.
It's been too long. I need some Christmas. It's 100 and whatever degrees outside.
It's gross is what it is. It's still gross at almost 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's still in the 80s. You know, it's like, no thanks. But now we come to my favorite part of the show, which is a little segment I call Gag Me with the Spoon, where we do our best impression of our least favorite part of this episode. And as a guest, I'll let you go first. Just kind of set up the scene for us. Whoever wants to go first is fine.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it my least favorite, but it was a quote that just kind of stuck with me at the end. It's when Santa's up on the roof getting ready to go, and he's like, it may not be Christmas at all, but to all a good night. Just, I love this. This is from St. Nick, so I read it every home visit. So even if the kids see me 3 years in a row, they're going to get that story.
I might be saying that later, but I think I'm going to start saying that like all the time. It may not be Christmas at all, but to all a good night. And that's going to be like, you know, just we're going to hang out. We're going to be watching some like a concert or something. And as I'm leaving my friends, I'm just going to say that. See what happens.
That's right. I like it. I would say mine would be they're in jail trying to get Santa out right there at the jail. And Santa said, see, ho, ho, ho. Please, Santa, try a little harder. Like a little harder.
Right.
Like
we're not asking
you're hanging out with magic
security
and you're not
or,
using it. Like
you know, just a little something, you know.
Yeah. I mean, apparently he needed some booger sugar to get up the chimney a little later.
It was some
he had to get a couple bumps from somebody that was also in jail. I don't know.
Snow, if you know what I mean.
That's right, a little Christmas snow. It's going to be a white Christmas for Santa.
Oh, well, Manny, that's some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man.
Oh, man, that's... Yeah. I'm a terrible person. I apologize.
No, it's fun. It's great. So I went with the cop. they get back to the house and Santa's like, Panky, I can't tell you like how much it means to me that you still believe or that you believe to me. And the cop just says, quit stalling, get on with it.
That's a pretty good bad Irish cop. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But because he was a bad Irish cop.
He was a terrible Irish cop.
Yeah, I wasn't dissing your Irish cop. I was dissing his.
Also, Santa, why not just tell the cop what he got for Christmas like when he was little? A couple of years in a row. That's all you need.
Like
right?
Kurt Russell did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or what, you know, Tim Allen did in the Santa Claus 2 when he gave Rockin' Sockin' Robots the Christmas party.
You know, the writers have evolved. They've learned from their mistakes. And so they took the basic concept and kind of moved on. But
I would say they put effort in. That's probably a better way to say that.
Little column A, little column B. You know?
That's right. Yeah. Sure.
But, you know, G.I. Joe taught us that knowing is half the battle. What do you guys think is the other half?
If knowing is half the battle, the other half is getting an early start on your deliveries.
Yeah, good advice.
If knowing is half the battle, then the other half is being careful of invading self-replicating cats' homes. I would say that probably. Just be careful, right?
You know what?
Do I smell a ratty coming? I do.
Oh, totally. For sure. What if they had like the transporter from The Fly, you know, and instead of like they just
help
got some
me.
Sort of replicator
help
app
me.
App accident, and so they turned green and then this one turned blue or whatever. You know, I don't know. But,
I like it. Yeah.
And they start vomiting on each other, they eat each other's parts.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know if that's necessary. But you know, like maybe a green crayon was in there with them.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Okay.
No. They're kids.
Or two of them got in there at the same time, right? That's how we get the combined colors.
That's right. The green one was actually a yellow and a blue, and now he's green.
That's right.
There we go.
That's why Murphle never speaks. So
that's right.
He's some sort of weird
chimera. Oh, yeah. It's like a Dragon Ball Z fusion situation.
That's right. Except instead of Potara rings, it's just, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's good. I thought if no one's half the battle, the other half is just always having bubble bath ready. So, mm-hmm. You know.
Bubble bath was second on my list.
That's right. Guys, this has been a lot of fun. It's always a blast because mm-hmm. I love just wherever we go from here. Tell me about your shows or anything else you got coming up. Let's start with you, Jeff.
Yeah. So as I said, I've got a site migration. So I'm moving to a new site. We'll have some blog posts. All the episodes will be up there. I've got some exciting stuff this season. I think people will find interesting. I've got a new story. So I'll be reading another story. So that'll be good. I'm returning to that. Against the wishes of some in the publication field. But I'm doing it anyway. So tune in for some more Christmassy stories. And yeah, I'll also I'm going to throw some shout outs to the Christmas Podcast Network. There's so many great ones. Check them out. If you like food, check them out. You like history, movies, anything, you know, there's tons of us. We're good people and we love Christmas too. So if you like Christmas, check out the Christmas Podcast Network.
If you're here, you gotta be liking Christmas, right?
I would hope so.
I hope so. Yeah.
Or you're in a weird rabbit hole.
Or you're a big fan of the Pink Panther.
Or you're just a huge Pink Panther fan, and
or dozens of us
conspiracy theory. I don't know. I think that might be pushing it. Honestly,
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Pink fans of the Pink Panther and Sons. All right. What about you, Jeremy?
Let's see. If you're looking for Santa in the San Antonio area, Alamo City Santa. Instagram,
almost.
It's start booking. I still have availability, but my calendar is filling up. Alamo City Santa on Instagram and Facebook, alamocitysanta.com. If you're looking for any Santa themed t-shirts, northpolegeneralstore.com. If you're looking for me in the ring, I retired, so that's not going to happen. So I'm just Santa now.
Right on.
Love it.
That's great. But, you know, we can still talk 80s wrestling sometimes.
I still love talking wrestling.
I gotta find another one for us to talk for sure. Definitely check out Lost Christmas. Super cool, Jeff. I love your stuff. I know I've mentioned this every time, but that Santa series is still one of my favorites. It's fantastic. So yeah, mm-hmm. Make sure you check it out. Yeah, guys, this was great. So I can't wait to see what we can get into next.
Me too.
Yeah, it's going to be special, whatever it is.
I'll find something. But on that note, I'll end it with, I believe Santa. So check us out on our social media pages, which you can find at linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. And if you're feeling like Panky being thanked by Santa for believing in him, Leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Now, don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com. It may not be Christmas at all, but to all, a good night. Later, dudes.
Up, Donner! Up, Blitzen!
Heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"It may not be Christmas at all, but to all a good night."